After June's record-breaking rain, communities along Lake Erie are bracing for another bad year for algae blooms, the kind that left people in Toledo without drinking water last summer. But help is on the way. The federal government is taking the battle against algae to a new level. It's offering money to farmers who reduce fertilizer runoff into the lake. Karen Schaefer has this report for the Allegheny Front.
Hey, thanks for coming out today. I realized we were going to talk about water. I didn't think we were going to talk about flooding water right now, but we got 4.5 inches, something like that.
That's 4.5 inches of rain. This spring, the rain in western Ohio has been relentless, nearly 4 inches above normal for June. On his Wood County farm near Perrysburg, just south of Toledo, Chris Swartz gazes out over fields where the yellowing tops of corn stalks are barely visible above sheets of standing water. It's a daunting sight, but Swartz has reason for optimism. Standing with him in his equipment shed to escape the rain are about 50 new partners from 3 states.
It's encouraging to me that we can have cooperation across the political and geographical and governmental boundaries to do this type of thing.
Swartz is referring to a new joint venture between Ohio, Michigan, and Indiana, slated to ramp up the fight against Lake Erie algae, the Tri-State Western Lake Erie Regional Conservation Partnership Program. The biggest weapon in the program's arsenal is a 5-year, $17.5 million grant from the U.S. Department of Agriculture. It will pay farmers to try new land management practices that will reduce phosphorus runoff from the western Lake Erie Basin.
The things that we are already doing, they're working, but we need them more on a bigger scale.
Terry Cosby is the Ohio State Conservationist from the USDA's Natural Resources Conservation Service. He says the new funding, this year's single largest federal conservation grant, should add 500,000 acres of better farming practices to western Lake Erie.
They all work together in conjunction, so we don't want to see you just do one. So if you're going to go out and do no-till or do conservation tillage, cover crops, control drainage, we want to see all of those things on the same field.
Ohio, with the largest acreage in the basin, will get about $12.25 million. Michigan about $3.35 million, and Indiana $2.1 million. Farmers can start applying now for incentives that pay 75% to 90% of the cost for pilot projects. Wood County farmer Greg Lake says that money will be especially welcome this summer for planting now sodden acres in cover crops to keep nutrients in place.
A lot of farmers are asking, what am I going to do with these open acres? And so now knowing there are some programs, especially with commodity prices as low as they are right now, this is not going to be a banner year for farmers.
It may not be a banner year for Lake Erie either. Recent algae forecasts predict blooms to rival those that shut down Toledo's drinking water last year. But Steve Schein, who manages conservation programs at the Michigan Department of Agriculture, is looking ahead.
It will take time to restore Lake Erie's water quality. We all know that. It didn't happen overnight. It's not going to get it fixed overnight, but we have the right team in place to help get it done. And a little rivalry is a good thing between the 3 states. and we are up for the challenge.
Michigan has recently reauthorized funding for its nutrient conservation program through 2021. Indiana has committed to work with farmers to curb nutrient runoff in 9 counties along the Maumee River. And if the program meets its Lake Erie protection goals, the USDA may consider another round of funding in 5 years. For the Allegheny Front, I'm Karen Schaefer.
That story comes to us with support from the Ohio Sea Grant College Program at Ohio State University. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsoppel.